Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Will Smith tells everyone to chill. He doesn't have hands like the OG bad boy.
And UFC CEO Dana White makes a huge television snafu that he can't fight his way out of.
Also, it looks like Kensington Palace might be throwing a little shade, baby, at my cousin, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. We'll get into that. But first,
let's get this started. Only days after making that thing go pop, and delivering her bundle of joy, Cardi B is back in the gym getting snatched, y'all. She posted a video of her doing a 30-minute climb on the Stairmaster with the caption, "Remember, ladies, this is my third baby. With my first two, I was on bed rest for a week postpartum." She also posted video receipts of her doing 30 minutes on Stairmaster with the caption, "It's personal." Ooh, with the Destiny's Child song, "Is She the Reason?" which is about a man switching up because of another woman, blasting in the background. So what y'all think? Is this too early to try to get that snatch back, or is she working on that revenge body to upset Offset?
I think it's album promo time, because, like, I mean, all the birds been buzzing about, like, new Cardi music coming, so I think she's trying to get tour ready and also probably get that revenge body together too, just in case, you know, a Clipper wants some.
Big believer. Clipper wants some?
You gotta go, like, up from the rap dudes, you know?
I'm a big believer in the revenge body, yeah.
I thought they used to have that taken out once you have the baby.
No, that don't really happen like that. It's not supposed to anyway.
Really?
What are you talking about?
What I just said?
Most women have it out of their, you know, where it comes from. Uh-huh. So you don't get another surgery on top of that. That's too much.
You know?
No, Gary, that's too much on your body.
Oh, I thought rich women had to just take it out and...
No, it's actually not that easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Paul Carter, she got to exercise? That's ridiculous.
The most honest way to get it, you know? Mm-mm.
Respect.
It's the way it stays off the best.
Mm-mm. That's right. Why don't they just get it taken? Okay. All right, y'all. Well, the 76th Primetime Emmy Awards just went down, and Will Smith won for outstanding writing for the drama series Slow Horse.
Oh, honey. Will Smith's writing dramas now?
Well, no, not that Will Smith. This one looks like he's actually one of my cousins.
They got a white Will Smith?
I got a white,
That's William.
That's William Smith. Bill sometimes.
Bill.
Well, okay. And here's the thing, but he paid his homage at the top of his acceptance speech in kind of a shady way to the more famous Will Smith that we all know and love. Check this out.
First of all, relax. Despite my name, I come in peace.
He rolled for that.
Do you guys think that was shady or funny?
Neither one.
Yeah, it wasn't that funny.
But it's old now.
But it's exactly. Ill.
He's been waiting forever to say that joke.
Yeah. He put that one in the bank and he just waited.
He didn't even have to write it down. He's like, I got it.
How many times do you think this Will Smith has made that joke?
Oh, this dude's been disappointing people for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
Will Smith's gonna be here?
Oh my gosh.
Did he walk in?
Yeah. Oh.
All right, now for the 100th time, we gotta send out this PSA. All black people do not look alike.
Oh.
Okay? So Dana White, the CEO of the UFC, made a major snap on television by calling lightweight boxing champ Terrence Crawford Kendrick Lamar when he was giving celebrity shout-outs at this weekend's fight.
Wow.
But, of course, fans called him out on shouting out the wrong person, so Dana had to get on the mic after the event and make it right.
Are you expecting to get a text from Kendrick Lamar or Terrence Crawford?
That's not Kendrick Lamar.
That was pretty bad. He did kind of look like Kendrick Lamar, though. Let's not on. He kind of did look like Kendrick Lamar.
I want him to go someplace public and they write Michael Chiklis under his name. Do y'all think that Kendrick Lamar and Terrence Howard really look alike?
Absolutely not. They both have braids.
His last name is Howard? That's Terrence Howard?
No, Terrence Crawford.
Oh, you said Howard.
Oh, my bad. Do y'all think Terrence Crawford and Kendrick Lamar look alike?
Yeah.
Terrence Howard is the most famous Terrence in pop culture. So, stuck on the brain. Mm-hmm.
But they do kind of look alike.
They have braids. That's about it. They have similar braid styles, maybe.
They got cute eyes alike and those lips. They do kind of resemble.
No, Gary, they don't.
There's definitely a height difference, too.
Right. There's a skin complexion difference.
You need like 1.5
There's
an
everything difference.
Yeah.
Except for their hair. And maybe a beard.
Mm. If you'd have handed Terrence Crawford a microphone, you'd have quickly understood that that was not Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
Ooh, y'all, the Royals are over the pond, still throwing major shade at Gary's cousin, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. So King Charles III, along with Prince William, wished Prince Harry a happy 40th birthday on their X account with a photo of Harry that was taken back in 2018 alongside his wife. But the photo looks a bit different, darling, because it looks like they may have cropped Meghan out of the photo.
Oh!
So here's the photo they showed on X. Mm-hmm. Now here's the original photo.
Oh, that's dirty.
But y'all, the palace is claiming they did not crop the photo and it was posted exactly how they received it from the photo agency. Now what do we believe? Is this a Buckingham Palace shade?
I mean, it's hard to get that shoulder out that's covering Meghan, but they definitely hit it with the Diddy crop.
It's sort of weird to me that they had to say like, oh, we got it from the agency this way. You're talking about your son.
You don't have no other pictures?
What? What?
Well, moving on, honey. Oprah has evolved, y'all, from media mogul to fashion muse. Now, the billionaires is now the face of upscale designer Sally LaPointe. And she got the gig without even being familiar, y'all, with the designer.
Okay.
Look at this.
Oh. You know Sally?
No. I don't. Everybody knew Sally except me. This is a full circle manifestation life moment. I didn't even know I wanted to manifest this because who even thought this was possible? I get a call from my stylist who says that you were interested in having me as your
youth. I'm curious what you thought.
I actually said, I feel like I should do it.
That's
So Oprah and Sally blew everyone's mind at New York Fashion Week when the LaPointe Spring 25 The Muse collection lookbook was revealed, with each custom look being modeled by Oprah. Is this going to make women want to wear Sally LaPointe's clothes?
Absolutely. Especially women of Oprah's age and who loves her style. This is really cute.
It looks great.
Her.
Like she's about to drop a really
hot
record.
She looks good. Yeah. Come through, Oprah.
Yeah. Oh, that's Oprah J. Blige. This is the coolest I've ever seen Oprah look.
Yes, come on, Muse.
And the fact that she's a billionaire and still out here accepting work is crazy.
Right, that's the thing that's so interesting about it to me.
Yeah, I wish you would have did it for Lafayette 148, though. That would have been a better...
Lafayette 148?
Google it. But that would have been a better look for Oprah.
Well, she chose this one, and this looks good on her, Gary.
She does look good,
I must say.
It's up to her.
She chose... This is cute. Sally
LaPointe. Yeah. That's just like modeling for Kweka Kwakwa. Somebody you don't even know.
That's okay. She took a chance. That's okay.
I learned about Sally LaPointe today.
So did I. That's great.
The marketing power of just having Oprah show up to be your model?
Yeah.
Like here we are talking about Sally.
Who gonna put Gail in something?
Yeah, right.
Watch out, Vera Wang.
Switching gears, we lost another great, a member of the Jackson family dynasty, Tito Jackson. Now, Tito was a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, best known for being part of the Jackson 5 and the Jacksons. Do you know that Tito wasn't even his real first? Tito's a nickname.
Really?
His name is like Tiano or something like
Torian.
That. Torian. Yeah, there we go. Torano. Okay. Torian. Yeah. But that's just, but we always affectionately knew him as Tito. And he was probably one of the most talented musicians in the family.
Absolutely.
He whipped them instruments, man. Like, what is your favorite Tito Jackson memory?
Just seeing him play with his family.
Yeah.
He always stood out. He always looked very musically talented musically.
We here at Dish Nation would like to extend our condolences to Miss Katherine Jackson, the Jackson family, and all the fans around the world. Stay right here for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey!
Okay, y'all, Lady Gaga dreamed of music stardom ever since her high school days, and obviously she made it happen in spite of a bunch of haters.
Wow.
So a screenshot of an old Facebook group called Stephanie Germanotta, You Will Never Be Famous, ooh, was recently shared on TikTok, but it was also countered by a bunch of her accomplishments. So Gaga got in the comments saying, some people I went to college with made this way back when. This is why you can't give up when people doubt you or put you down. Gotta keep going.
Yes.
But here's the thing, some people have questioned whether the group actually existed before Gaga was famous, saying the screenshot appears to be from 2010 or later, which is sort of after she made it big.
Oh.
So what do we make of this?
Well, regardless, she feels like this is something that happened to her, so whether this was made before or after, she just sending a big middle finger to those who hated on her in college, high school, or wherever else, because she is absolutely more than famous now.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is I feel like your Facebook page automatically changes to the new format, right? Like, if you go to your page, it's not the same format as it was in 2006 or whatever. Like, it automatically updates to keep the look. And so, like, the photo might be from after 2010, but that doesn't mean the group is after 2010.
What did you say?
Sorry, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm out of here, guys. That's it.
Jesus. From one demon to another, Mariah Carey just climbed the Great Wall of China with some amazing sidekicks. Not sure her twins were there, but she was also propped up by some sky-high heels. Gary, can you tell us what she said?
Yes. At the Great Wall of China, someone should have warned me about heels. Not that I would have listened.
Well, those kids are getting big. So are y'all surprised by this, or is this on brand for a woman that was once on a VersaCliner on heels on TV?
Brad, did she tell you she was gonna wear those heels?
This is normal. She wears heels every day. And when she doesn't have heels on, she walks around on her tippy toes.
Oh,
that's kind of hurt. Have you ever seen her in sneakers?
I've never seen her foot flat.
Oh. Wow. Never seen it flat?
No. Even in sneakers, the sneaker is a heel.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. This has got to mess your, that's got to hurt.
No, her feet are built for that almost.
Heels, like she's.
She walks on her toes.
She probably got strong calves.
Yes. Her legs are insured.
Okay.
Really? Okay, y'all, after the recent online chatter about Halle Berry's disheveled hair in movies, she asked to see fans in their distressed wigs, but she probably didn't expect this. Dionne Warwick shared a throwback pic of herself alongside Halle from her movie The Call and said, "That's my hair twin at Halle Berry." And Halle replied, "Not you too, Miss Dionne. Love you." Sounds like Auntie Dionne was having some deja vu when she saw Halle's pics, y'all. You think Halle could play her in a movie?
Absolutely.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
She could, but I don't think better than Tiana Taylor. Tiana Taylor looks so much more like Dionne.
Yeah. The nose, the cheek
shape
structure,
of the face, cheekbones,
Like, if there was like a TV movie version, then like, and you don't see Halle do TV movies like that, but like, for the in-theater joint, you need Kiki. Tiana for that one, for real.
Mm-hmm. Kiki Palmer would do probably a good job too. Uh-huh. When you said Kiki, I don't know if Halle could pull off the singing part.
Yeah, that's why you got to play them tracks. You know, just have lip sync her heart out.
All right, up next, did Taylor Swift's producer just throw shade at Katy Perry? We'll dig into that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
We know Bachelorette Jen Tran is no longer with Devin Strader, who she claims ghosted her, and he later said that was all a lie. Oh. Well, she might have spun the block, y'all, but not with Devin. But with Jonathan Johnson, a contestant that came in third place on her Bachelorette season. Now, remember, Jonathan is the one who calls himself a medium king. Well, Jen and Jonathan was outside together over the weekend. It seems the two are soft launching their relationship on social media because Jonathan also shared photos, and everybody is loving it. So do we think Jen forced a breakup with Devin to get with Jonathan?
Seems like
it. High possibility there,
She was talking to him already. Ready, probably on the low.
They look good together.
They kind of do look cute together.
Also, I feel like we need to like normalize getting to the point where we're just gonna say, hey, it's just not working out.
Right.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no. You're on The Bachelor. No one expects you to stay together.
Right, yeah.
Right.
It's kind of what y'all known
it's
for.
It's okay,
it's
right.
The whole thing.
Right.
When we talked about this before, didn't you say, Tanner, you relate to the medium king?
A short king, yeah, short king. I would be considered a short king, oh. Yes.
What
yeah.
does that mean?
Well, you know, like, a lot of women, like, really like guys who are, like, 6 feet tall, but, and so sometimes, like, guys who are my height, 5'11", sometimes guys who are my height.
You 5'11"?
Yeah, yeah. I'm, everyone knows I'm 5'11", Brett. I, okay. Sometimes we get overlooked. Aww. And so a short king like me, that's, this man is out here fighting the good fight. Moving on to possibly even shadier news.
Oh, Lord.
During Katy Perry's VMA performance, T-Swift's close friend and music producer Jack Antonoff was seen putting earplugs in. Now, people are calling him out online for being rude because Katy and Taylor seem to have squashed their beef. There's Taylor. She's dancing around. Jack tweeted, "I would like to tell you directly from me that I did, in fact, use earplugs the other night. I'm mortified to admit that I've been using them for a long time, as well as buying them in bulk. I would also like to be honest and get ahead of the fact. Family and I do believe that this was a very important and pressing issue that needed to be exposed. I'm sorry to those I let down, and today I will not be going to work and instead thinking about my earplug use and everyone that has been affected by it."
Oh.
Is this what standing on business means? What's going on here?
Oh. Like, when you over-explain like that, you're hiding a body somewhere. You know what I mean?
He's trying to be sarcastic and say that people are thinking too much about him putting earplugs in. But I don't know.
How about just tell people why you put earplugs in and then let it be?
He told them. He said he's been using them for a while.
Why?
Because his ears probably hurt. I wouldn't explain all that.
A lot of musicians sometimes do that when you're around loud music. Yeah. But why did you wait for Katy Perry to get on stage to do that?
Well,
you know, to quote Snoop Dogg, if you don't like Katy Perry, let it be known then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, even though your friend made up with her, don't mean you gotta like her.
That's one of the reasons why when a person fall out with another person, like family fall out with each other, and then they get back together. And they say, well, I ain't talking to them, because, well, we talk now. So he just don't want to be bothered with her.
He's going to just stay mad, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I would rolling. Do. Yeah. I'll put my earplugs in. You know how you want to put them in over here, but it's just... Anyway. But anyway, coming up, y'all, Thomas Rhett is making fans squirm, honey, with his feet. Ooh, see what he did, honey, when we come right back.
No, Gary. No.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
Country singer Thomas Rhett is staying true to his barefoot song. He posted to his IG a series of photos of him and his hoofs trying to get comfy on a private jet while on his way to Edmonton. Now, fans quickly called him nasty and saying he should know how filthy any plane is. And the fact that he's putting his bare feet all over the place is just outright disgusting. One person even commented saying he needs to put them dogs away. But of course, someone has already added his pics to WikiFeet. Didn't know that was a thing. So do the same rules apply on a private jet that apply to flying commercial?
As long as he's comfortable, he paid the money to rent that private jet, which is not a cheap ticket, okay?
Mm-mm.
He should be able, if he want to lay butt naked, he can do
mm-hmm.
that. Would you be barefoot on a plane, Gary?
Well, girl, well, yeah, if it's a private one, I would love to be naked on a private jet. Hell.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane?
Snakes with a snake. Yeah.
That would just be so scary. Like, what if something happened, right?
You can and put your shoes on real quick.
No, if you're completely naked, like how Gary wants to be on a plane, and like for some reason, like they have to make an emergency landing, and then maybe he's just sleep naked, you know what I'm saying? And they find him on a plane like E.T., just naked, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, that's just, oh, man.
You got to get your mask on you first, and then you got the naked person next to you, and you're, like, trying to get Gary's mask on.
Right, like, if you had a choice between getting the oxygen mask or putting your pants back on, which one are you picking?
I might have to get my pants back on.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You were born without those pants. So, let it be.
I'm probably going to go out with them, though.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.